TTT. I guess we'll start the TechNet. Any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo. Okay, nothing heard. That's a good thing. This is K2BAR, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. This is the TechNet. Somewhat belatedly, I apologize for the late start, but we have a little bit of a surprise treat for you tonight. In any case, we hope that you can join us. If you're a licensed radio amateur, you're more than welcome to join us more than that if you are licensed to operate in the 2-meter band. We also have a special video treat tonight, and I'm seeing that we're going to have to improve the lighting, but I'll work on that. Right now, I'm operating from my back deck, and it's kind of neat. I'm streaming the video as well, so we're going to see what we can do about improving the lighting as the evening wears on. But I hope that you would enjoy our net. I'm going to do some show and tell tonight. So if you have access to the internet, you might go to www.ustream.tv. Ustream, Uniform Sierra Tango Romeo Echo Alpha Mike.tv. And you'll be able to see the video and do some of the show and tell routine with us. When you go to that site, you'll need to do a search for W2TTT-S Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. You probably can just search on W2TTT. That should probably get you going. In any case, let me break here and see if I just want to make sure we get moving here with the net, because our format's a little different than other nets. Okay, the format for this net is a little different than most, you'll find. We operate, I'm watching the video latency on the server, kind of neat. Anyway, what you need to do for the TechNet is to check in with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment. And if you do, we welcome you to come with your question or comment when called for that purpose. We'll take a list first, and then we'll go from there. So, in any case, stations beginning with whiskey. We'd like your calls first. Remember, your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment, or none of the above.
W2JEK, done. No question.
Okay, Don, good evening to you. It's always a pleasure to hear you. And any other whiskey stations, call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Okay, stations beginning with November, all November calls, please call K2BAR.
Yeah, that's 2K. Jim, I could make a comment.
Okay, Jim, I've got you down for a comment a bit. Good, I'd like to hear about Dayton, if nothing else. Very good, I've got you noted down for a comment when the time comes. Any other November stations, please call K2BAR. Call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
M3CRT, no questions, no comments.
Charlie, good evening to you. Any other stations for the net, November stations, please? K2BAR.
K2KCL, repeater.
Alrighty. Any Alpha stations, please call K2BAR. Call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment. Alrighty. Kilo 2 stations. Kilo 2 stations. Okay. Kilo stations. All Kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB, Richard. And I have a question for you.
Richard, KC2PYB, noted that you have a question. Any other to K calls, please call K2BAR. Okay, any other call signs, late check-ins, etc., please call K2BAR.
QDSL, David, no questions, Jim.
Hey, David, good evening to you. K2DSL, send another. Anybody else? Okie doke. I think what I'd like to do is remind everybody to go to Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv. That's Uniform Sierra Tango Romeo Echo Alpha Mike .tv. Search on W2TTT, and I see David there. I see David there already, KTDSL, like wearing the Blair Witch Project. There is a chat window, so you can feel free to comment and make notes if you'd like to. If you'd like to mention something, you can always cue it there as well, as breaking in on the air. I'm going to go see what I can do about some improved lighting. I think it's going to be candlelight for tonight, but this is kind of neat. I would hope that some of you will participate in this. I do have, as I said, some show and tell, and I brought a better flashlight for the purpose. But tonight I'm out here just for your reference with my 7000, a gain whip sitting on top of the barbecue grill, which is non-ferrous but still provides a decent ground plane, and my little switching power supply is all plugged in. Next week, if the weather is good, we're going to do it all batteries from out here. What the heck? So, I show three people have logged into this thing. I think that's what I see here. I think that's what that number means, but that probably includes me. I'm curious to who the other station is. Ustreamer 54367. I don't know what that is. But anyway, alrighty. I don't know if my audio is going out other than they're on the radio, but that's a good start, I guess, to have it at least go through the radio. So maybe I get some comments first. David, can I have your comment? Is the audio coming out from the radio and over the internet?
K2DSL, I don't think I'm hearing anything on the website. Oh, wait. I can't tell. I'll try to listen.
Yeah, it's showing audio and video broadcast, but I don't know what to make of that. I'm going to jack the audio quality up max as well. It just says 44 kilohertz, not that I need to, but what the heck. Well, maybe I'll cut it in half just so people with limited audio can listen. And I'm going to turn the volume up on my side to see what happens. And away we'll go. So I'm going to listen on the HD when I go grab a spoon for my ice cream. And let's see. I'm going to take we have another M3CRT just joined us. That's good. Alrighty. I'm going to ask Jim to make his comment, and then we'll see about David's, we'll see about, what do you call it, the question we have from Richard. So, NS2K, K2BAR.
Yeah, NS2K mobile. Where are we here? I just came up from a little SBE, Society of Broadcast Engineers meeting, where we met, had a little barbecue at the WOR new transmitter just south of Route 3, kind of sort of off the end of Route 17. Very nice new installation, brandy new, everything. Still the smells of wet concrete. And anyway. Nicely done. The transmitter engineer has done a nice job putting the thing together. He's had his share of excitement along the way, but things have pulled together quite nicely. Hey, now let me rock right here for a second. And so he's very happy. Hopefully the station is... Oops. Okay, now I'm here. Hopefully his employers are all very happy, but it seems to have gone well. Three tower arrangement in a, I'm not sure just what the pattern is, but they cheated some more into Manhattan and Anyway, it's an asymmetrical pattern. But he's got... why am I confused? This is showing me someplace where I am clearly not. Oh, well. let me drop it here for a minute. NS2K.
Okay, Jim, what broadcast station was that?
It's WOR-TV. It's down in the Meadowlands, more or less off the end of, is this just, thank you, Mr. GPS. It's amazing sometimes. When it works great. When it doesn't work, it's really, really bad. WOR, and they're just south of Route 3. You take the exit for Route 17 north, and then you have to maneuver around some on public roads and some on not public roads.
I see. Okay. Well, that sounds good. We're about to get some crew things here. I'm going to get to watch me eat ice cream during the net, guys. Sorry. It's part of the program. That sounds really neat. Now, I thought that they built their new station a couple of years ago. Did I miss something?
Oh, yeah. No, it's within the couple of year range here. Still, it's still under development. He's still got a bunch of hanging wires that he's very much in the process of setting up for his additional monitoring and control.
Okay, what else can you describe about it?
Okay, he's got dual 50 kW. Ooh, isn't that interesting? 50 kW Harris transmitters. I believe they're all solid state. It's really kind of funny. I'm completely messed up here. I'm going to have to shut off the GPS. I'll never find the place otherwise. Anyway, into a phasing cabinet, and comes out with three transmission lines to head out to the three tower bases. And, okay, this is saying I have to do this. Okay. And then I have to do that. Okay, we'll find it yet. Three transmission lines that go out to the three tower bases. Each tower is around 700 feet tall, just a little bit less than 700 feet, with some detuning wires. And at the in the each doghouse at the base of each tower, there are three cabinets. One is essentially the more or less series tuning cabinet, as you would expect for impedance correction, because the towers are not exactly 50 ohms, and at that frequency. And then there are two detuning cabinets. For the other physically close transmitter sites, let me drop it. There are two other stations, or three other stations, that are electrocute someone working on the transmitter, but it would cause quite a bit of distortion in their radiation patterns. So what they do is they detune the thing at those frequencies is as close to an R value of zero and a J value as high as they can get. So it appears to not exist as far as those stations are, those other frequencies are concerned. Big Austin ring transformers, if anybody has any idea what they are, they're just two coils that are at right angles with each other that are maybe a foot and a half in diameter, and that's how they get power up to the tower, up to the top of the tower for lighting. Obviously you have to have station lights up there, and you got to have some mechanism for getting power up there. So this is what's called an Austin ring transformer. Let me drop it.
K2GCL, repeat.
metal arms that are all adjustable I'm going to have to turn this down. I can't stand it. It's driving me crazy. There we go. That's better. Now I can drive without this thing yapping at me, telling me to do something completely stupid. Love the GPS when it works. Anyway, for arc over, and it will arc over if there's any excuse. It'll drop rather considerable power between these two things whenever an unfriendly cloud goes by, or I suppose if there was some kind of a fault that resulted in an overvolted situation, it'll protect itself. Anyway, let me drop it here for a little bit. NS2K.
Okay, very good, Jim. That sounds pretty cool. We're working on the outdoor lighting here. couple of comments. Lift the camera, meaning do this. That's what you want, I think. Or is it? Let's see. I think that's what David says. I don't have enough ice cream to share, David. It's okay to smile. I'm just reading some of this stuff now because I was looking at the gym before. The latency on the camera is pretty high, so sorry. Yeah, I see it's cutting off my head now. There are lots of people that had to cut off my head. Oh, dear me. I'll have to figure out how to get into the camera range. The latency on the camera is so high that it's almost obscene. Now you can't see me at all. Oops. Yeah. All right. Let's. I don't even know where it is. It hasn't caught up yet. Okay. Well, I'll figure something up in due course, David. I promise. This is an experiment, and as such, we're all learning. We're kind of like ATV on the internet. I just popped the camera up a little bit, and maybe that'll help a little. Maybe that'll help. We'll see. Alrighty, so Jim, that sounds like a really cool station. The phasing situation is rather interesting as well. I'm just kind of curious as to what your normal ICE meetings are. Are a lot of them field trips to transmitter or studio sites, or are they in a conference room kind of affair or a restaurant?
Oh, actually, not a good one to ask. No, I haven't belonged to the group all that long. It's only my second meeting. The first one was a couple of years ago at the Armstrong Tower when they had one up there. I was not a member at that point. And so that was kind of neat. We did their transmitter site when the 40, it may still be up, I don't know, the 42 meg on the original frequency that Armstrong used way back when. But at this point, I finally did join, and this is my first meeting since joining. So it does make it interesting. I know they do all kinds. Some are much more formal than others. Some are venues like this transmitter site or somebody's studio or a production facility or whatever. In this case, it was more of a informal thing with food, nicely catered, and very informal. No formal presentation at all. MS2K.
Okay, very fine. Well, I've made a modest improvement in the lighting and the angle, etc. Hopefully, it's a little bit better. I've got a flashlight sitting up on top of a spare mug. That seems to work. Am I smiling enough, David? Hi, David. Gotta be careful how you smile. I think I got that Viagra commercial going. Anyway, very good. The audio sounds like modem noise. Oh, the audio on the stream. I think is that what you're saying, Charlie? There's no picture on the stream. I'm watching the picture on the stream. It disappeared for a couple of seconds. Okay. Very good. For those of you who are lucky enough, you got to watch me eat my first mouthful of pineapple coconut Häagen-Dazs ice cream. That was really good, by the way. I want you to know that. All right. Well, that's good. Anybody have any questions for Jim or regarding his visit to the Society of Broadcast Engineers, or SBE, chapter meeting? Okay. My mouth even looks wider for ice cream than it does for a smile. And look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I don't know what the problem is with the stream. It's a little stuttery tonight. But anyway, pretty good. Well, Jim, thank you very much. Someone says I'm picking up genset noise, but I don't have a genset, oddly enough. It might be... I know what it is. It's the fan from the switching power supply. That's what you're hearing. And Lenny Nero is W4DSA. I guess you're checking in too, Mr. 4DSA.
KC2ORX checking in. Hold up.
Radio. Alrighty. Well, anybody else have any additional comments? Or Jim, do you want to make an additional comment? I have a visitor in my shack. We have an S2K right here. He doesn't... It's a deck. Well, why not be out on the deck? You know, it's a nice night. So I have Jim here in S2K, so this is pretty cool. Let me see. Jim, did you want to add anything more to your comment from before?
Actually, I didn't start in on NAB. I keep saying NAB. On Dayton. I had a good time out there. We had... got quite a few people show up. Not as many as we would like, but we had a good number. It was over, I saw ticket numbers over 20,000, I believe. So that's not too bad, considering. The weather was not supposed to be good. It turned out to be remarkably good during the day. A little bit of wind on Saturday, but otherwise just fine. Lots of good vendors. A few that I expected that didn't make it, but... you know, that's the way it is. But most anybody I wanted to see was there, so I will not complain. Anyway, let me give it back to Gordon here. This is NS2K.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame that Vinny's not here tonight, he's the one who put me onto this Ustream business, and I finally got motivated. I'm not in a tent, David. I'm outside on my deck with the gracious company of NS2K, which is pretty cool. Of course, I've got way too much light on my beard. It looks like my beard's on fire. It's like, I think I understand how biblical stories got developed. Anyway, overexposure and blinding light, etc. Anyway, all right, we have a question from Richard, KC2PYB. Richard, your question, sir.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB. I actually have two questions. About a month ago or whatever, there was a question on the air on the net about some masts for, you know, holding up antennas, etc., and you came up with a website. You can email me that. I won't hold everybody up tonight. I know you're not up by your regular computer, probably. So if you could email me that. Also, I hate sounding stupid and ignorant, but the thing at the top of a mast, I have a vertical antenna I want to hold up. What do you call that? That you clamp onto the top of the mast? And then the antenna screws into one, you know, one side of it, and the cable comes in probably from the bottom. So I can go get one of those as well. This is KC2PYB.
K2KCL, repeater.
Richard, let me ask a question. What kind of, what do you call it? Take human bite scores? Oh, man. David, you're not nice. What's the flavor? To reiterate, it's Häagen-Dazs pineapple coconut. It's really, really good, in case you're wondering. Anyway, in any case, what kind of antenna are you trying to attach to?
This is a vertical antenna. It's very similar to a ham stick, you know, with a lead on it, where you plug it into the antenna for the proper frequency that you're going to be operating on. And I was figuring getting it up about 15 feet. I already have a tripod, a 3-foot one.
Okay. Yeah, Jim and I are just commiserating on this one. 1, 2, 3, 4 bytes. Oh, man. How many bytes does it take Gordon to finish a pint of ice cream? Not many. That's why I have a second pint sitting in the refrigerator. In any case, my 11-year-old, pardon me, is here. He's kind of wondering about what we're doing. We're streaming video on the internet. Here, say hi, Jeremy.
Hi, guys.
Okay, that's Jeremy. He's my one remaining not quite licensed ham. I have to fix that later. Oh, he has a new helmet. You can see this big black blob. It's like a hockey helmet. Very good. Okay, we're trying to figure out from Rich what kind of antenna it is. He has a mobile whip, so it's a 3/8-24 thread, and the that's what the antenna screws into, and the clamp bolt to the top of your mast, and the bottom of the 3/8-24 fitting bracket should have, I think it should have a SO239 on the bottom. Is that what you're referring to, Rich?
Yeah, that's correct. I have a HVT-400, and I'm trying to get some of the hardware out of the way to get the name of the manufacturer. It looks like OPEK is the name of the manufacturer.
Okay. So it's a VHF-UHF antenna. Is it 3/8-24 thread, or is it HF antenna?
UHF and HF.
Okay. So, you know, you should be able to get a bracket from either Gene or from the internet or from Dan that, you know, clamps onto the top of a mast, and it'll have like an L-shaped bracket, and the horizontal part of the L-shaped bracket will have the 3/8-24 top and the SO239 on the bottom, and two U-bolts up, the one or two U-bolts up the side to clamp onto the mast. Is that what you're looking for?
That's correct. What do you call that when you, you know, when you go in to buy one?
Hi, I want a 3/8-24 to SO239 bracket that I can bolt to a mast.
Okay. That's easy enough. I think I can remember that. Yeah, but it's OPEK. It's O-P-E-K. That's the manufacturer. High Performance HF, VHF, Multiband. Mobile Communications Antenna Model HVT-400B is in void.
Yep. What I think you might want to do is shoot off to Advanced Specialties tomorrow. They open at 10.
Yes, we're going to go on up there this weekend.
He may be taking the weekend off. He does that on holiday weekends sometimes.
All right, then. Guess I'm going there tomorrow.
There you go. In the old days, I'd say just go to Radio Shack, but that may be an issue. How big a mast do you have to bolt this thing to?
Well, I don't have a mast yet. This tripod will hold up to a 1 3/4 inch diameter mast.
A lot of those brackets are meant to bolt onto something that's less than an inch in diameter, although some will do an inch and a quarter, inch and a half, but that's it. And I'm thinking of that in terms of the fact that we used to, the common mounting mode is the side mirror of a tractor trailer.
Yeah, I was thinking on using U-bolts if it came with it or going to the hardware store. You know, to go buy some. Radio Shack, I think, has 5-foot sections they still sell that's, you know, snap together, you know, just, you know, slide over and fit together. Figured going about 15 feet with this thing. You know, just getting 3-5 foot sections, and then bolting this antenna holder, you know, to the top of it.
Jim and I are playing with the light here, trying to see if we can find an optimal position for it. Clearly not. Anyway, I'm using a very, it, no, it doesn't turn, it has a lever on the top, on the front. There you go. You can't. That one you can't defocus, sorry. The other one you could. We could try that. Hold on. Stand by. Okay. Well, that didn't work well. The batteries are pretty much shot from earlier activity. So we've tried a neat little flashlight. Was it Princess X? No, it was the Pelican 2400, which is a very nice light, by the way. We have candlelight here. We have the wonderful, lighting from the 7000 display, and of course the HP laptop display. So that's how you're seeing my smiling face here, boys and girls. I'm just trying to think what else. Are there any other check-ins for the net? Or actually, anybody have comments for Richard, further ones regarding his 3H24? Okey-doke. Well, for those of you who are members or have signed in to join the Bergen Aries group on Yahoo Group, you got today in your email a forwarded message from George KCGTLG regarding the upcoming hurricane season. As I noted in my cover note, it's not that we get a lot of hurricanes up here, but we get a lot of tropical storms, tropical depressions, and other remnants that bring wind and rain and break trees down and, you know, block roads and break power lines, etc. So we're hoping that that you consider that and, you know, have a reasonably aware state of what weather, incoming weather could bring as we go forward. In any case, let's see. I noticed David said hello to Jeremy. He told Dad to share some ice cream with you. That's not happening. He can go steal his own ice cream out of the refrigerator, or freezer, I should say. Someone mentioned a site here, naval-technology.com, contractors rotary spinner. Why do we want to know? Is that the, I guess that's a possibility for a bracket as well. So naval-technology.com/contractors/rotary/spinner. No. I don't know what the no was for. I just went blank. There we go. So I don't know what to tell you on that one, but that might be something to think about. By the way, someone also pointed out you can go to Petro or Flying J or any other self-respecting truck stop and get this stuff too. That's not a bad idea. All right. In any case, any other questions, comments, confusions about this bracket? Okie doke. All right. Okay. This is in regards to a previous musing about a rotator with a built-in slip ring set to pass coax through so you can rotate 360. I got it, David. I mean, 34 DSL. I can forget, your name. Now this is really embarrassing. But who is fake ID? We'd like to know who. Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. Who is fake ID, if I may ask? I'm kind of curious if you can provide your name and your call sign. Okay. Oh, it's Tim. Yeah, that figures. Yeah, good FBI guy, fake ID. Yeah, you're going to go work undercover the rest of your life. Anyway. Oh, dear me. Alrighty. Fair enough. Any new check-ins for the net, with or without questions, or anybody have any comments for the net, please call K2BAR.
K2GCL, repeater.
K2GAR, K2ORX. Just listening tonight.
KC2SAV, no comment.
Al and Robert, I have you both. thank you for joining us. Just an FYI, if you go to Ustream, Uniform Sierra Tango Romeo Echo Alpha Mike .tv, like television TV, and query W2TTT, you can look at the, on a web browser, you can watch a video stream, somewhat delayed, but a video stream of the net control. This is what Covini Grasso wanted us to do a couple of months back, so we're doing it tonight from my deck. So any other check-ins for the net? Oh, by the way, real quick, Robert, you said you were just listening. Al, do you have any questions or comments for the net?
Just questioning in Gordo. Not to really think about right now to talk about. I'm on my way home also.
Okay, very good, Robert. What about you, Al? I'm sorry, you doubled.
That Fairlawn Club had this HF class tonight, and it was outstanding.
Excellent. Al, could you tell us about the Fairlawn HF class tonight?
Yeah, Gene gave the class, and basically he was showing us what the radio, what it does, what the difference between the 2 meters and the HF. We spoke about, you know, different buttons does different things. I guess the radio that they were using was a not a high tech, but it's like, I guess $550, and the radio can do everything that $1,400 radio can do, you know, and it was very, you know, enlightening and knowledgeable.
That sounds great. What radio did he show you, do you remember?
I want to say the 118.
718,
KO2, okay. There you go, 718.
Okay. Now, my only concern about using it, I had a 718. I think, you know, for a new amateur, it would be very frustrating. Unless you decide that you only want to do PSK 31 and CW, maybe, you're going to find it to be very, very frustrating. Especially at this point in the solar cycle. I had one 3 years ago, and it drove me bonkers. It was a cute radio, but it drove me bonkers because of the lack of oomph to get it done when you're trying to make contact. Especially with this, as I say, this point in the solar cycle. Bennett, good evening to you. I'll throw you into the mix. Do you have any additional comments? KO2OK, KTBAR.
Hi Gordon, no, just turn on the radio, and by the way, maybe I have the number wrong, it could be 718, it's a 100 watt radio, it's not the QRP radio, but it's a basic radio, no band scope, you know, no, not a lot of bells and whistles, but you know, you hear everybody and you can talk to everybody the same you can as a $10,000 radio. Back to you.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking the 817, forgive me. You're saying the ICOM 718, yeah, absolutely. 718 is a 100-watt radio. There is one down in Fairlawn. It's a very nice radio. If you wait a couple of months, you might be able to, for a couple hundred bucks more, get 6 meters as well out of the new 7200, along with IFDSP and a couple other goodies. I think that's going to be a pretty accomplished radio. Yeah, Jim said it looked kind of cool. I saw the video that Katie from the league did on the internet. That was kind of neat. Actually, she didn't do it. If I recall, a very nervous Japanese woman did it. No, that was another radio. That wasn't Icon. That was the Yaesu ring, I think. And I saw that. But anyway, the point is that 718... looks like a very nice radio, as the 7200, which is not quite ready for release yet, but they've been selling them in Japan for about a year, and they look pretty good. Alrighty. Any additional questions, comments, confusions, this call, KTBAR. Okay. One other quick point. Just to discuss the 7200. In portable use, it's in many ways comparable to the 7000. I think it might be more usable. And as an owner of a 7000, it's got a lot of memories, sends you this way and that way and up and down and left and right. You got to kind of know which buttons to push and in what order and blah, blah, blah. Having also owned a 746 Pro and a 756 Pro 3, those radios have many of the same features, but are less menu nutty, the way the 7000 is. The 7000 is menu nutty, kind of the way the 706 series radios might be. I mean, it's a nicer radio. I mean, Jim and I each have one, and we're rather partial to each of ours. But as a practical matter, I would think that the 7200 just looks and has a feel for more usability. It doesn't have VHF or UHF, just 6 meters and HF. But within that context, it's got a lot of push this button and make function work kind of stuff, as opposed to press this button and go through 42 other buttons to get to the menu function you need. So I think there's something to be said for the 7200 as a portable radio. It doesn't have a tuner, but neither does the 7000. I'm sure LDG will be coming out with a tuner that will be just marvelous. You can also use an AH4 and a couple other tuners that are out there as well. Probably even use the 100-watt AT100 Pro or 200 Pro from LDG, but the 237 from STC is another good tuner. And, you know, any number of the screwdriver controllers if you're partial to screwdrivers. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to use a more user-friendly radio. It's slightly larger than the 7000, and actually it's about 30% larger, maybe 30-40% larger, and a bit more user-friendly for that. Doesn't have a complex display, has an S-meter and a regular conventional, you know, numeric dial, not a lot of stuff. But it does offer IFDSP, and that's pretty key for a lot of us to drop it. And the other thing I noticed is that its receive and transmit current drain requirements are comparable to the 7000. So you're really not going to save one way or the other in a portable operation. I would definitely suggest a boost regulator if you try it underneath running it off a battery. And we've talked about that, the N8XJK, or if you must, the MFJ boost regulators are both reasonable products, although I think the N8XJK series of products are probably a little more superior. But having said that, the 7000 or the 7200 are really nice, compact, luggable radios to take out in the field or even out in the car. Oh, yes, and thank you, Daniel, for pointing this out. There is it has a USB port for programming. I did notice that, too, and that is a very, very cool thing. Anyway, so let's see. Anything else people want to add to this discussion about, let's start with the ICOM, new product / new ham, get on the air thing that Al brought up, and Bennett clarified. Anybody want to comment more about those things? WTTBAR.
Yes, Gordon, this is KC2SAV. Another thing that I'd like to add to that is, I mean, my question to you would be, between the 746 Pro and the 718, which one, I mean, without having the bells and the whistle, which they did mention that for a beginner, I mean, this is a pretty good radio.
K2GCL repeater.
Okay, let's review here. You're asking whether for a beginner whether or not a 718 versus a 756 Pro 3 or a 746 Pro.
746 Pro.
I'm going to be real honest. It's a lot more money for a 746 Pro, but hands down, I'd buy the 46 Pro if I had money. I mean, I used to have two, and the only reason why I don't own two anymore is because life was gracious enough to allow me to afford a 56 Pro 3, and I couldn't justify three of these big honking things on my desk, because two was enough. But a 46 Pro is a sweet radio, and I have no hesitation taking it portable.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, its current train is not insanely out of line with opting up to the 7200 or the 7000. So, you know, it's, what do you call it, you know, it all works, what can I tell you? Oh, actually, it's called N6MX, MWX, I'm sorry, I can't see. Anyway, my son James just rolled out here. KC2SQV just joined us out here on the deck. This is kind of life. Like we go. What did you say? I think what do you call it? David pointed out. This is like kind of like watching the Blair Witch Project. David, do you have a radio anymore, or are you just going to comment on the internet?
Yeah, this is K2DSL. I'm still on the radio.
Okay. All right, very good. Alrighty. Al, a good used 46 Pro can address the needs of a price-conscious or price-sensitive individual who might be considering getting on HF. The 718, I've used the 718 at Farallon, and it's very nice, but man, it's just not quite as a radio as I'd like. The 7200 kind of looks the same, except that the 7200 I think with the IFDSP is going to be a much better performing radio. I think you have to kind of be patient. Meter your expenditures and consider that over time that you know, you can be a little more patient and get a better quality radio and have more useful life out of your investments. I think that's the point. I did want to make one other point about USB ports. The good news is, while ICOM, you know, this is their first, the 7200 is the first time they're putting a USB port on the radio. If you have a USB cable to rig control, you can get the same functionality out of it. You put the CAD connector into the back of the radio and the USB connector into the back of your computer, and you still have USB programming functionality. I have that with a variety of things, including my Olenco radio. So it can you can struggle along, even though the radios don't have native mode USB ports. You can get that functionality as well. All right, Al, any more?
No, Gordon, you answered my question. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm getting comments here that perhaps I was thorough to the extreme on answering what might have been considered a simple question. But anyway, oh dear me, nothing like having local critique here. Oh, damn, immediate feedback, not to mention what you guys are texting on the chat window on the Ustream site. Alrighty, anybody else want to make comments or questions on the subject, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, well, let's see. Before we move on, are there any other questions, comments, confusions to the net? Please call K2BAR.
Late check-in, WI2WC.
WI2W, good evening, Steve. This is K2BAR. Do you have a question or comment for that? And oh, by the way, we're streaming on Ustream.tv. And, on that site, search for W2TTT and you'll find the technical.
Alrighty. No questions, comments, or any abnormal confusion. Just got in late, been listening for the last 5 or 10.
Okie doke. Very fine. I was just typing in the log here, trying to build the list in real time for a change. That way I can mail it off right here from the deck. As I said, next week we're going to be operating portable, and we'll be operating portable from the desk, the deck here. The only thing I will do is I will look for better lighting, I promise, and we'll be able to do a better show and tell. But hopefully the weather will be good. This is kind of cool being able to do this. Definitely a different way to do it. I just couldn't bear sitting in the shack again for another 2 hours tonight, given that I had spent way too much time there this week, and working oddly enough. So, Jim. Oh, I see Jim's gonna show. Ooh, yeah, this is definitely like the Blair Witch Project now. Here, let me look toward the light. Oh, it was fine. You had it. All right, maybe not. All right, go ahead. I'll be blind for the rest of my natural light. You know, that actually looks really good. As things are, that's pretty good. Yeah, okay. We'll take that. So, hey, how do you like the smile, David? You like the smile? Is the smile working for you, David?
Castro.
Again, please?
You look like Fidel Castro.
Yeah. That's not the first time that's been suggested. When I was younger, I was more like Jerry Garcia. I don't have the sunglasses on, but I put the glasses on. And so if you imagine if they were what do you call it, sunglasses. There's a hat there, this orange hat right there. Can you hand it to me? We'll have some fun. No, the orange hat, not the yeah, that hat, yeah. So we'll try to do the Jerry Garcia thing. You know, hey, wow, man. You know, how's this? You know what I'm saying? You know, what was the comments, questions, confusions?
Now you look like the Gordon Fisherman from the Fish Stick Show. Fox.
Yeah, Gordon spelled with a T, not a D. But we understand. That's cute. All right, well, let's try some show and tell here. Let's first start with, you know, how reasonable lighting. It's amazing what happens if you have a professional broadcaster in your midst. You do television? Just kidding. I try not to. This is a Rand McNally Bergen Passaic and Rockland County Street Guide. I picked it up for a few bucks of all places, Home Depot today, or no, yesterday. And I said, you know, this would be an ideal thing for everybody to have in their cars, or in their go kits for use with the emergency operation or conducting a support for a bike tour or such like that. Something to give due consideration to. If you know, if you happen to have a pre-planned event, you can even photocopy the pages you need and mark out on the copies where you think the route will be or key locations or whatever you need as part of your logistical operation. So it's something to think about as well. Sometimes you don't have access to the internet. Our access to Google Maps is significantly curtailed. It's nothing like having a hard copy fallback. So anyway, with that in mind, I'm looking for other comments on this subject. Please call K2BAR. Okay, I was just momentarily eclipsed by a passing smiling in. Okay. In any case, the next thing to ask you about while I mentioned bike tours is that there's going to be a county-wide run, probably a bike tour. I think it's the first Saturday or Sunday, I don't remember which, of June. And it's designed not to be a charity event or anything like that, but to get people to visit our county parks. Apparently they've been running this for a few years. And I was wondering if there would be interest on the part of anybody in particular to staffing that. I was going to go see what we could possibly do on short notice to help them with this. And I was wondering if there might be interest in that. Please let me know via email, w2tango@att.net or arrl.net. Or you can even let us know here if we're getting in for you. I don't know when that event actually is. I know it's on the first Saturday or Sunday in June. I just don't know when. But in any case, if that's of interest to people, it would be something to consider. Yes, I did see that. Daniel points out that they also have these maps available on, printed on Tyvek, so that way they don't succumb to the elements. And you can write, on them with a grease pencil. You can, they don't stain, they're waterproof. It's wonderful. So that's something to consider as well. I would have to contact a good Hagstrom dealer to figure out where to get them, but I have seen them myself. We have somebody whose name is Dis Samuel who just joined us. I know that is, but let me know who you are if you would. Just give me a call on the internet. If you'd like to check in on the net, it's 14679. Dis Samuel's a new ham. We don't know who he is. Maybe he has a call sign. And we'll get that. Your call sign last week, or did you just get your exam? You passed your exam last week, so maybe you can help us out with that. I don't know if you can hear me on the radio, but you're more than welcome to join us on 14679. In any case, my other show and tell item is the long-awaited helmet. And I don't know how well we're going to be able to see it from here, but there it is. Reflective glory. Okay, you received this call sign in 1986. Okay, that makes sense. Anyway, this is a Bullard A2. It looks like a hard hat, but it's a much stronger material than a hard hat would be. I've got reflective panels on it, as you can see. I got a cert patch on the front. And on the back, right now, I have the center part of an ARRL Aries sticker, which I carefully carved out because the Aries sticker is too big to fit on curved space without crinkling. So we took care of that. What's nice about this helmet is that it's comfortable. It's got really cool padding inside. You can add cloth if you want, but it's got good padding. And it's got an ear... I'm trying to see if I can do this. Show it to you. Man, now you can't see black on black. Black on orange? Now you really can't. Oh, well. It's got a three-point head strap, meaning that the head strap goes behind the ear and in front of the ear and not on the ear, which is nice. So it's not like a jockey helmet. It's more like a safety helmet, or a climbing helmet, actually. The other thing is I have a new headset coming because I wanted something that's a little more robust than the speaker mic that comes from most of the ham manufacturers. So I found a place that actually sells commercial-grade headsets of all types. And let me drop it. Commercial-grade headsets of all types. I say commercial-grade, let's say Motorola in this particular case. And they provide not just adapters, but they wire them for the radio of your choice. In my case, I was wired for a THF6. So I'm looking forward to receiving that soon. Because I'm noticing that a lot of the ham-grade headsets just suffer the deprecations of the environment and getting beat up on my my body. Okay, the helmet. The helmet. We have a request for that. I don't know who that's asking. I believe it's fake ID, but I still don't know who you are. But the helmet is available from a place called, where did I find it, most reasonable? Oh, dang, now I'm drawing a blank. It was $75, and that was about $55 cheaper than one of the more expensive places, oddly enough. But the Bullard A2, and it's called, Clary's. If you do CLAREYS.com, CLAREYS.com,